This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. It's the 2nd of January, and we're going to look ahead to one of the big events that we know we can say with certainty will be happening in 2026, because science is on our side here, and that is the eclipse that will be visible over much of the western part of Iceland in August of this year. Bjarni here to take us through this text. You'll find all the text on the page that accompanies the show from RÚV English Radio as we look ahead to the eclipse.
Yeah.
So let's go through this text from the start and then line by line.
Yeah, takk fyrir. Margt fólk á Íslandi spennt fyrir árinu 2026. Það af því að í ágúst sést almyrkvi á sólu frá landinu. Almyrkvi á sólu verður þegar tunglið fer nákvæmlega á milli jarðarinnar og sólarinnar. Það hylur sólina alveg í stutta stund. Í nokkrar mínútur breytist dagsbirtan í myrkur. Hitastig getur fallið og dýr geta haga sér eins og það sé komið kvöld. Skuggi tunglsins fellur á jörðina í ákveðinni slóð. Síðdegis miðvikudaginn 12. ágúst 2026 mun þessi slóð liggja yfir mest af vesturhluta Íslands. Lengsta tímabil myrkurs eða almyrkvi verður á Látrabjargi. Þar verður hann í 2 mínútur og 13 sekúndur. Í Reykjavík verður almyrkvin í nákvæmlega 1 mínútu. Mjög margir ferðamenn ætla að koma til landsins til að sjá almyrkvan. Undirbúningur fyrir komu þeirra byrjaður á mörgum stöðum. Hótelherbergi á almyrkvadaginn mörg uppbókuð á vesturhluta Íslands og hafa verið í mörg ár.
Let's go back to the start and go through this line by line.
Já. Margt fólk á Íslandi spennt fyrir árinu 2026. Many people in Iceland are excited about 2026. Það af því að í ágúst sést almyrkvi á sólu frá landinu. That's because in August we will see a total solar eclipse from Iceland. And then we see exactly the Icelandic word for eclipse, almyrkvi. Al means total and myrkvi comes from myrkur, darkness.
Where we get murky from.
Murky, in exactly.
English.
Yes.
So all murky.
Yes, all murky, exactly. Because if we have a partial eclipse, we would say deildar myrkvi.
Yes, and there was one of those a couple of years ago.
Yes, yes, that happens much more frequent.
Yes.
And that deild can mean portion of something, but al is exactly the general or the total of something. So al myrkvi, and then interestingly, with this term, we normally use the old dative of sol, the sun, with the extra u. So we say almyrkvi á sólu. This u is normally not,
no.
If you would so decline the word sol in modern talking, you would just have it sol in dative. But here it lives, you could say.
When it's associated with that term.
With almyrkvi, yes.
Okay.
Yes, we normally see it with the old u. Sólu.
Yes.
Yeah, interestingly.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Almyrkvi á sólu verður þegar tunglið fer nákvæmlega á milli jarðarinnar og sólarinnar. So the total eclipse happens when the moon moves directly or exactly between the earth and the sun. And here we see exactly the genitive because milli between demands a genitive. So we see two words in genitive there, relatively rare. Jarðarinnar og sólarinnar, both feminine, and get this long ending, to be genitive. Það hylur sólina alveg í stutta stund. It completely blocks the sun for a short time. Í nokkrar mínútur breytist dagsbirtan í myrkur. For a few minutes, the daylight turns to darkness. Hitastig getur fallið og dýr geta hagað sér eins og það sé komið kvöld. The temperature can drop down and animals can behave as it's already evening. Skuggi tungsins fellur á jörðina í ákveðinni slóð. So the shadow of the moon falls on the earth in a certain path across the earth. Síðdegis miðvikudaginn 12. ágúst 2026 mun þessi slóð liggja yfir mestu af vestur hluta Íslands. In the afternoon of Wednesday, the 12th of August 2026, this path will cross much of the western side of Iceland. Lengsta tímabil myrkurs eða almyrkvi verður á Látrabjargi. So the longest period of darkness or the total eclipse will be at Látrabjarg. That is the further west point of Iceland in the Westfjords. Þar verður hann í 2 mínútur og 13 sekundur. There it will last for 2 minutes and 13 seconds.
All of this anticipation and fuss over something that's going to last for just over 2 minutes.
Yes, but happens rarely.
It is certainly very rare. The next one is not for a very long time.
And if where on earth it comes and if it happens in the, you know, when it's already getting dark and all so on. So yeah, so this is a very good moment, having it in the late afternoon in summer.
In summer.
In Iceland, yes. Í Reykjavík verður almyrkvinn í nákvæmilega eina mínútu. In Reykjavík, the darkness will, or the total eclipse will be exactly 1 minute.
It's also really impressive that it's possible to, you know, predict all of this so accurately.
Yeah.
Of course it is, because we know what the planets and the sun are going to do.
Exactly.
But it still blows my mind that we can say, for example, with absolute certainty, that on this date this will happen, and in Reykjavik there will be exactly 60 seconds of darkness.
Absolutely. And they have already, I've seen, they have published a map of this path. That's very interesting, how you can see the way it will move, because we are all moving. We can't forget everything except the sun. Well, and so it's the moon and the earth moving and so on. So that's why it happens.
Yes.
And it goes in this very beautiful, what would you say, going down the earth.
It's a graceful curve, isn't it?
Exactly. The curve is very beautiful.
Yes. I think the path, I mean, if you're on the eastern coast of Greenland, which is much harder to get to.
Yes.
And less populated,
then
there's also a good view of it from there.
Absolutely.
As well, isn't there? And then it moves down, I think, towards Spain.
And go across Barcelona and there. But there it will be that late that possibly it will...
Might be dark anyway.
Already dark, yes. And then, mjög margir ferðamenn ætla að koma til landsins til að sjá almyrkvan. Large number, very many tourists will come to the country to see the eclipse. Undibúningur fyrir komu þeirra byrjaður á mörgum stöðum. So preparations to welcome them or of their coming has started in many places. Hótelherbergi á almyrkvadaginn eru mörg uppbókuð á vesturhluta Íslands og hafa verið í mörg ár. So hotel rooms on that very day, the day of the eclipse, are very many sold out or booked in the west side of Iceland and have been for many years.
Do you have plans for that day yet?
Well, you of course think you must be here in Iceland, wouldn't you? Yeah. So, no,
it will be interesting because it is right at the heart of the summer. And, of course, Iceland kind of shuts down for a couple of months during the summer usually, doesn't it?
People... Yeah, well, this will be during the summer vacation of very many local people.
Yeah.
But if they will stay here and let Tenerife wait.
Well, that's what I think will be interesting to see if there will be fewer trips to Tenney and other traditional Icelandic destinations.
In around that date.
Around that time, maybe the flights either side will be a bit busier.
Who knows?
Maybe you could get a very cheap flight on the 12th of August to Tenney.
Could be, if everybody wants to be here.
You never know.
Yeah.
Bjarni, thanks very much indeed. We'll talk again next week.
Takk.
It's Ruv English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Get in touch anytime. English@ruv.is.
There is more from RÚV English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.